This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional bench formed to conduct hearing on House of Representatives dissolution. Karnali cabinet gets full shape, and more than 130 people killed in Burkina Faso village raid. Now, the news in detail. Chief Justice Cholendra Shamsher Jang Bahadur Rada has formed a constitutional bench on the basis of seniority to conduct a hearing on the dissolution of the House of Representatives. The constitutional bench now comprises Chief Justice Rada and Senior Justices Deepak Kumar Karki, Meera Khadka, Ishwar Prasad Khatioda and Anand Mohan Bhattarai. Although Justice Hari Krishna Karki is third in seniority among the Supreme Court judges, he is not included in the bench as his presence on the bench was questioned earlier. Chief Justice Rada had made an agreement with Nepal Bar Association to form the constitutional bench based on seniority. The constitutional bench was formed again based on seniority after the dispute surfaced on the case relating to the House of Representatives dissolution. The hearing on the House of Representatives dissolution is being held today. The 30 writ petitions were filed at Supreme Court regarding this. Today marks the completion of 16 years of the horrible Mardi Badarmude blast, which ended in tragic deaths of 42 people, leaving many more injured. The incident happened when the then rebellion Maoist ambushed, targeting a passenger bus. Among the dead, three were Nepal Army personnel. 39 people were killed at the scene, while three died undergoing treatment. The passenger bus was caught into ambush near the Badarmude River on June 6, 2005, as it was coming to Bharatpur from Bagai of Mardi. The Karnali Provincial Council of Ministers has finally got full shape. The provincial government has added one more ministry and appointed two ministers to give full shape to the cabinet. Accordingly, Chief of the Province Govinda Prasad Kalauni has informed that the Provincial Assembly about the appointment made to the Council of Ministers as per the Article 168(1) and Article 170 of the Constitution of Nepal. Spokesperson and Minister for Internal Affairs, Sita Kumari Nepali, said newly appointed ministers will take oath of office and secrecy today and assume their respective office. Four corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke district. According to District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, four COVID-19 infected people have died during the treatment in different hospitals of Banke last night. Two patients died in Bheri Hospital in Nepalganj, one in Teaching Hospital Kohalpur, and one in United Hospital Nepalganj. The rate of infection and fatality in Banke district has declined in the past week. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in the province one, along with the hilly region of the rest of the provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light rain or thunder are likely to occur at few places of the hilly regions of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Armed men have killed over 132 people in an attack on a village in northern Burkina Faso. Homes and the local market were burned during the overnight raid on Solahan. No group has said it was behind the violence, but Islamist attacks are increasingly common in the country, especially in the border regions. The Burkinabe president, Roch Kabore, declared 3 days of national mourning, saying in a tweet that we must stand united against the forces of evil. The security forces are currently looking for the perpetrators. A landmark deal struck by rich nations to make multinational companies pay more tax has been criticized by campaigners for not going far enough. G7 finance ministers meeting in London agreed to battle tax avoidance by making big companies pay more tax in the countries where they do business. Tech giant firms likely to be impacted have welcomed the new rules. The deal announced on Saturday between the G7 group of wealthy nations, the US, the UK, France, Germany, Canada, Italy, Japan, and the EU, could see billions of dollars flow to the governments to pay off debts incurring during the COVID-19 crisis. Nigeria will prosecute anyone found to have breached the country's ban on the social media form Twitter. The government announced on Friday it was suspending Twitter's operation in the country. Mobile phone networks blocked access after being ordered to do so, but some users are getting around the ban. The move comes after Twitter deleted a tweet by President Muhammadu Buhari for breaching the site's rule. The move also brought widespread condemnation from human rights groups and international powers who say it will limit free speech in Nigeria. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional bench formed to conduct hearing on House of Representatives dissolution. Karnali cabinet gets full shape, and more than 130 people killed in Burkina Faso village raid. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.